Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play some music suggested by a few teenagers armed with iPods. We also explore cheese making as a religious experience. But first, we go to the circus. Cirque du Soleil has been entertaining people around the world for almost 30 years. Today, the Montreal-based company has 20 different shows, offering a mix of acrobatic tricks, clowns, music, and dance. Some shows have permanent homes in Las Vegas, Orlando, and Los Angeles. Others travel from city to city. Mario Ritter takes us to the Circus of the Sun on its stop near Washington, D.C.
The traveling show is called Totem. It explores the development of human civilization. 20-year-old Sean Dean Lawrence is a Native American hoops dancer and one of the show's performers.
I am Hopi, Tewa, Assiniboine, and Navajo. I come from Arizona and New Mexico. I've been hoop dancing for about 10 years.
Shondine Lawrence uses the hoops to change her appearance during the dance.
The hoop dance was originally a healing ceremony. It was originated in Taos, New Mexico, and it signifies nature, man, and the circle of life.
Her brother, Nakota, was the first hoop dancer to perform in Totem. The show's creators wanted him because they believed his dance worked extremely well with the idea of evolution. Francis Jalbert is a publicist for Totem.
The show is inspired by many ancient civilizations and their views on how we ended up on Earth.
Totem includes the flying acts normally found in Cirque du Soleil productions. Olli Torkel was a gymnast in his native Finland before joining the show as an acrobat.
I saw Cirque shows on TV, like in Finland, when I was a little kid, and I really got excited about all the shows, how they look. I decided a long time ago already that I want to be a part of it.
There are 52 performers in Totem from all over the world. But it takes many more people to keep the show on the road. As Francis Jalbert notes, it takes 3 people to care for the costumes worn by the performers.
Because you can imagine with all the acrobatic acts that are performed on stage, there's sort of rip and tear that goes in those costumes.
After the performances in Washington have ended, the costumes will be put in folding cases. In fact, everything under the tent, including the tent itself, will be taken down and loaded into 64 trucks. The show and its performers will move on to create magic under the big top in another city.
Food lovers know Gouda cheese was first made in the Netherlands. But for the past 20 years, a group of religious workers has been making and selling their own version of Gouda in the eastern United States. Christopher Cruz has more.
Every day, 13 nuns gather for prayer at Our Lady of the Angels Monastery in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Theirs is a simple Christian life. They praise God and study Catholic teachings. They also follow the Benedictine tradition of combining prayer with work. Sister Barbara Smickle helped to establish the monastery 25 years ago. She says work may not be the most important part of their life, but it is important.
That we use our bodies and the gifts God has given us of mind and heart and body to support ourselves.
The women support themselves by making cheese on a farm down the hill from the monastery grounds. The cheese-making operation was the idea of the farm's former owner. On this day, the nuns start the process with a truck full of warmed, pasteurized milk. More than 2,700 liters are pumped into a huge steel vat. Sister Maria Gonzalo Garcia adds a starter culture to the container. This speeds the process of turning milk into cheese. Mechanical equipment beats the mixture. After half an hour, Sister Maria adds what is called a synthetic enzyme. It separates the milk into solids and liquid. This is Sister Barbara Smickle.
But this is the magic time, because it either sets up and turns into cheese or it doesn't. But this is the time when we pray that it does happen.
Today, the magic works. The cheese mixture is pumped into a large vat. The mixture is pressed into a solid block. At this point, a machine could do the work. But the nuns like to do almost everything by hand. They separate, weigh, and prepare the cheese for a final pressing. Sister Barbara says this is a community effort.
But we saw a video one time of cheese made in a big factory in Holland, all computerized. And my comment was, poor little cheese, never touched by human hands. So ours is all day long touched by human hands.
The 1 kilogram wheels of buttery yellow cheese are placed in salty water. Then they are aged in a cool storage room and covered in wax before being shipped out. The nuns do most of their business by mail order, but people can also make purchases directly from the monastery. Eric Gertner buys 300 to 400 wheels a year. He sells the cheese at his specialty food store in the nearby city of Charlottesville.
We carry the monastery Gouda because the story behind it is really just so compelling. We have right here in our backyard a cheese made in an ages-old monastic tradition, and they're doing this to support and sustain their spiritual practice. So it's just such a beautiful story. And then the cheese is delicious in and of itself.
Sister Barbara Smickle understands the feeling.
I think people buy it because it's good, but also because they feel a certain solidarity with our way of life and want to support it in the way they can. We try to put a lot of that love and prayer into the cheese. And we say that's the secret ingredient.
In more than 20 years of cheese making, the nuns have never had any bad Gouda. Call it luck or the power of prayer.
For our music piece this week on American Mosaic, we decided to ask the experts, American teenagers. We wanted to know what they were listening to right now, what was on their iPods. Reporter Katie Weaver talked to some young people at a Starbucks in Arlington, Virginia, and at a nearby high school.
What's your name?
My name's Colson.
Who's the most recent band or musician you put on your iPod?
That would be Little B. It's kind of in the category of comedy rap.
Colson described Little B as based. We told the ninth grader that we did not know what that meant.
Based is a adjective, a positive one.
Colson suggested we play the Little B song, Wonton Soup. We listened to it. There was no way we could clean that song up enough for broadcast. So here is Little B with I Seen That Light from his album, I'm Gay, I'm Happy.
It's good though, one day by day, step by step, day by day. Little B. Why don't keep it real no more? Leaning on the next man, trying to get some dough. And I ain't making a diss. This really exists. Last time I made love is when I wrote this song. People, be saying B, you should be a preacher. Like I told him far back, I'ma be a teacher. I told him one day that we gonna reach it. This is cut down on songs, I don't got no features. Keep my squad close like we handling up. I don't got greedy, man, just the fame is enough. And for you people trying to hate inside my money, karma is real and you gotta love it.
We spoke next with Jesse, a year ahead of Colson at Arlington's Yorktown High School. She said she likes alternative rock and country.
I do a lot of, like, My Chemical Romance, so, or, like, Toby Keith.
That is so eclectic. I mean, they're like the opposite of each other. What My Chemical Romance song would you suggest I play this week?
I really like Planetary Go. There might be something outside your window, but you just never know. It could be something right past the turnpike gates, but you'll just never know. If my velocity starts to make you sweat, then just don't let go. And if the heaven ain't got a vacancy, then we just, then we just, then we just, then we just get up and go.
Gabe is a 16-year-old friend of both Jesse and Colson.
My favorite music right now is either Jimi Hendrix or Pink Floyd or Bob Marley.
We thanked Gabe for the classic rock choices, but we wondered why he happened to look back in time for good music.
It's really just like, it's what I like to play on the guitar, and that's just what appeals to me.
Gabe suggested we give a listen to Bob Marley perform Stir It Up. We were happy to honor the request. Stir it up, little darling, stir it up. Come on, baby, come on and stir it up. Little darling, stir it up. Oh, it's been a long, long time together since I've got you on my mind. Finally, we spoke with Amanda. The 11th grader had just finished exercising at Yorktown with two of her friends. She has been listening to a pretty far-out band, like far out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, the last music that I listened to was Of Monsters and Men, which is an Icelandic group. I just downloaded their song Mountain Sound.
And here it is. I heard them calling in the distance, so I packed my things and ran. Far away from all the trouble, I accosted with my two hands. Alone we traveled on with nothing but a shadow. I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English. There we were not.